Welcome to Izzy's Learning Podcast. To start off, let's give a shout out to one of our sponsors. This podcast is sponsored by Harrisburg North Middle School. Today, we will be talking about the Silk Road. We will be having a special guest right off the Silk Road.
Hi.
Hi. Why don't you ask me some questions?
I want to know your knowledge on the Silk Road. What are three countries involved in the Silk Road?
Oh, well, China was involved. Oh, and Rome. Let me think. And Egypt.
Correct. Well done.
Why, thank you. Next question, please.
What were our five goods that were traded on the route?
There was glass from Egypt, bacterium camels from bacteria, rugs from one set. Oh, yeah, in the Middle East. Fur from Rome, and of course, silk from China.
Correct. Wow, impressive. You sure do know a lot.
Well, thank you.
I got a good question. What are some dangers? Tell me four of them, and I'll see if you're correct.
Oh, easy. Well, in storms, because when the sand would get in your eyes, then you can't see. Bandits, because you could get attacked, and your stuff could get stolen. Predators, because they might eat you. And extreme heat and cold, because they could kill you, either of heat or cold.
Good job. Those are all correct answers. Well, there's many more of them, but those are some of them. Explain the process of how goods spread from one place to another.
Well, trading towns were established so travelers could eat, sleep, and drink, and trade. Most of the travelers did not travel the whole distance. Instead, the traders would go from town to town, trading ideas, goods, to their final spot or destination. Welcome back. Sponsorship 2 is by PetSmart. If you call my number and get the code on my website, you can go in, bring in that code, and you will get 50% off of everything you buy,
including a pets,
and the things for the pets. Okay, so, well,
I have another question for you.
All right.
What was the influence of civilization on each other?
Well, Buddhism was originated in India and spread through the East. Now it's a major religion in most of Asia's countries like China and Japan. Silkworms were used in the making of silk that only the Chinese knew how to make at the time, and Islam spread across the Silk Road and now the second largest religion.
Instead of Silk Road, what methods are used to get products and ideas from one location to another in today's world?
Oh,
can you tell me four examples?
Yes, of course. Well, cars, because we all drive cars now, planes, technology, and boats.
What type of technology? Like the internet or websites?
Websites and the internet.
Okay. What ideas, beliefs, or goods do we have that did not originate in the U.S.?
Well, technology did not originate in the U.S. Buddhism did not. It originated in India. And paper. Paper was made in China.
Yes. Do you know what paper would be made out of?
Bark. And
yes.
Trees.
Correct.
Trees.
What culture, religious, or technological ideas, sorry guys, that spread on the Silk Road had the biggest impact on history?
Well, I think it was Buddhism, because like I said before, Buddhism spread to most of Asian countries, has had a large impact on the way that people thought about each other. Also, it's spread now over to America, which is actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
And, yes, that's my reasoning.
Which goods traded along the Silk Road and had the greatest impact on history?
Well,
are they either good or bad impacts?
Well, I think probably silk, because without silk, it was really good. Because without silk, we wouldn't be wearing clothes we have now. Because we would just be like wearing rags for clothes.
Will you give me an example of silk?
Like shirts.
Like,
made out of silk.
Shirt.
Fleece shirt, yeah.
Like smooth shirts?
Yes. That's my reasoning.
Okay.
That's why I chose silk. Well, thank you for listening to Izzy's Learning Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode on the mysterious Silk Road. Have a great day and make sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. La, 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 la.